This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Where was Dave yesterday? Oh, yeah. You went to get your hair cut yesterday, Dave. Yeah, 10 o'clock.
Did you do the podcast without me?
Yeah. And do you know what happened?
Go Emma on. Called you a mean word.
Did she?
Oh, my God, I did.
What'd you call me?
Let me get
oh, can I guess what you call me?
For you.
Let's get the audio. Well, first of all, Callum channeled you and was really rude.
I wasn't.
In, like, you pretended to be me?
He was like, we've loads to be doing.
We've loads to be doing.
We didn't have a lot to be doing yesterday.
Yeah. But, like, it's not people's listening's fault. Will we just scrap the podcast intro?
Scrap the podcast, yeah.
And just play the show. Like, if you want to listen back to the show, grant.
Do you know what? You listening to this, right? DM us on Instagram right now. At Mr. David Hammond. At Emma underscore Nolan. Do we continue with this? Just say, just DM us and just go, yeah.
If someone just messages me randomly going, yeah, I'll know what's going on.
That
doesn't really happen.
But if I don't get a yeah, then from Monday we scrap.
No!
From Monday we scrap the intro.
The intro stays.
The intro does not stay. We scrap it.
But the intro is just wasted time, Callum. We never bring anything.
People are just fast forwarding to see when they were on.
People stick around for the intro. I see it on the stats.
Yeah, do you?
Yes.
I want to see those.
Anyway,
stats.
If we get a yeah, then I'll do it. And if not, then
we
no more intro.
Kinking of more exciting stuff to talk about on the last intro.
It's very hard. We've just done a 3-hour show.
Okay. Dave, what do you think Emma called you yesterday on the podcast intro?
I don't think she called me the C word.
God, no.
I
wouldn't allow that in the podcast.
Would you not?
No.
I wouldn't use that word in the podcast.
Christmas.
Prick.
Where can I play this?
It's on SFX Gen. It's like the creamy coloured key.
The cream.
So
do I have audio for this? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I said we've a lot to be doing, so we'll see you later. Mm-hmm. I channeled you, and this is the follow-on conversation. What Emma implied you were.
You're such a rat, Callum.
Busy. Do you know what? We've a lot to be doing.
Don't be a Dave, you little dickhead.
You would never say that to his face. You would never.
I said, don't be a little dickhead.
You had a little stutter.
It's like Emma's just thought about swearing for the very first time.
But like couldn't follow through. She was like, dickhead.
But then she did further on double down.
Oh, did she?
I don't have that audio to hand.
What, did she just?
Just said, don't be a dick.
That's good advice. Well, this was the final podcast intro.
No, it wasn't. It'll be back Monday.
It will not.
When you press play on Monday, it's going to just go straight in to the 7 o'clock and you're going to have fun.
People want more of us.
Do they? What do we bring to this that's of any interest to anyone?
It's just fun. It's
when even you were saying we've enough
fun. We just did the 3-hour fucking fun show. That was what fun.
It's bonus content.
Yeah. Bonus content.
Oh, bonus extra Callum saying, we've enough to be doing.
Yeah. Is this a bonus? Is this bonus content? What is this? 3 minutes long? There's not a chance anyone's listened to
some
this.
People who actually put out bonus episodes of podcasts put a lot of work into it.
Yeah. We do not.
But we do a 3-hour show. And
why are you so pro the intro?
Because otherwise, it just becomes a replay of the show.
That's exactly what it's supposed to be.
But it's also recharged. It's bonus bits. It's an insight into our lives and behind the scenes that people love.
As if we don't give enough behind the scenes. I just talked about my toe gunk for 40 minutes of the fucking show today.
I was about to say.
Do you know what I mean?
I think we share a lot. I sometimes think I've over.
The only thing you get on this bonus part of the podcast is us cursing
and being so tired.
And you don't get that on the main show.
Exactly. Who wants that? Who wants
everyone
us arguing with each other?
I'm the producer of this show.
The only reason I like it, yes, but not the podcast. The only reason Emma's the producer of the podcast. The only reason I do enjoy the podcast is because sometimes I listen back and I'd be like, what did we do on this day? Or what did we talk about? Or what was going on in my life on this day? And I'd be like, huh, I was pissed off this day. And I will look back on the 4th of April, 2025 and go, I was pissed off that day because we're being made to do another podcast intro on Monday. It's bullshit. We've loads to be doing. We'll see you later.
Wake up. Wake up.
Wake up.
Let's go.
Wake up. It's a new day. Wake up.
Full Spins Fully Charged.
Every day. We're Spins.
Let's go.
Hello. Welcome to Friday.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the weekend. Finally. Yes. Thank God for that. Do you know what? I have to give props to Instagram. I feel like they try new things quite a lot. They update their stuff. But then if it doesn't work, they're just like, yeah, but we're going to take that away.
Yeah, you have to kind of respect the... You can try it, but yeah, don't force it unless if people aren't into it.
So they did this a couple of weeks ago where they added, like, you could add notes to someone's like post or to their stories, which was kind of weird. So you got, but I never really understood what it was. Like, obviously, we all know if you go to like your Instagram DMs, you can have a look up, and I can see that someone we know has a few emojis written as like her status or something. This is on Instagram. Do you know what I mean? But then I think I could like write a note on that, or if she has a story up, I could be like, oh, this looks great, or whatever. You know what I mean? Things like that. Anyway, notes and posts, notes on posts and reels are going away soon, says Instagram. They posted this. You won't see or be able to add notes on posts or reels after April 3rd. So today, or it was yesterday, actually, should I say, you can still access your notes and your activity or download them from Account Center. I've never written a note, so I don't know what it is.
I'd say there's like that cloud has probably two ever.
Yeah, 2 megabytes of space taken up.
Yeah. None whatsoever.
So there you go. But I
feel sorry for the person who brought us the board meeting, really excited. Said that it was going to take off and be the next big thing and rejuvenate the whole platform.
Yeah.
And then kind of going, yeah, like, sorry. Probably going to leave the company.
Yeah. I always wonder, though, who is the person that brought to the companies, like, I think it was Snapchat that did it first, stories. And we're going to do 24-hour stories. I always imagine that person as, like, a billionaire, because that was the best idea
Instagram
ever.
Instagram would be absolutely and utterly dead.
Dead. But
if it wasn't for stories.
If you didn't have stories, like, literally no one would post. No one would post.
Or would we post more on our grids?
But
I don't know.
When Snapchat first brought this in, I remember being like, no one's going to use this.
Yeah.
Like, how would they even come up with that thought, that idea? I thought it was absolutely
Let's
excellent.
Post something that's non-committal.
Yeah.
It sounds like someone would be anti that, being like, no, we want people to use the platform.
And then every single social media site took it. LinkedIn stories are a thing.
Does anyone
that's
use
disgusting.
LinkedIn stories? I don't think I've ever seen a LinkedIn story, although I have been a LinkedIn
I'm going to upload a LinkedIn story
time.
Now.
Do you know what, Dave? You do that.
I will.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
You're on Spin. It's Emma and Dave. Good morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Saw this story on Instagram and I couldn't believe it. It just popped up on my feed from like a repost of one of the accounts that I follow, and I Googled it straight away. And this story actually dates back to 2018, that it was doing the rounds in newspapers or whatever, and I completely missed it.
Okay.
Maybe you did as well. Naturally, most people would do anything they can to avoid prison, and it's like the scariest thing in modern life of like, God, like, imagine being in that position where that's a possibility that you could end up behind bars. A horrible, horrible thought for many people, most people, you would think. But in South Korea, people are actually paying a few quid to spend time in what is essentially a mock jail, and they emulate a real jail setting in most ways, in every way, really.
Okay, I just say I would do this?
You'd like to?
Yeah.
Well, the reasons for these people and what they say is like it's just crazy over there, the amount of working hours they have to put in a week, some like doing 100 hours work a week, and it's such an incredible rat race, and people are just exhausted and describe their day-to-day life as prison-esque.
Mm.
So they go here to like completely unwind and want like time in isolation.
Okay, interesting.
So I know what you mean in terms of out of curiosity, you'd like to see what it's like, but this is like a detention centre called Prison Inside Me. It opened in 2013, and since then, now this is a 2018 article, so you could probably double that. More than 2,000 people then had put themselves through this experience.
Right.
As I mentioned, they're like super overworked.
Is it like a rehab?
I suppose you could consider it that, but it, as I said, it emulates real life prison. It's in, you're in complete isolation, and you're kept alone in a cell. Like there's no bed in the room either. They want to sleep on the floor, and you're paying like 90 quid a night for this as
right,
well.
It's going back to basics.
Complete
That's
and utter.
That's a bizarre business model. Like, I really didn't think that would be successful.
It must show just how desperate people are just to get some peace. You only get a blue uniform to wear, you get a tea set, and you get a pen and paper for keeping notes. But typical prison rules, really strongly enforced. You don't get any electronics, any personal belongings whatsoever, and you're not allowed to speak to any other prisoners, should I say. And food, really simple. You get porridge in the morning, and you get steamed, you'd hate this, sweet potato and banana.
Yuck.
and a drink for dinner.
I love the way that's the moment you go, you'd hate this.
Yeah. Everything else I think you'd put up to. I think the food would be a problem. It reminds me though of the fear I used to get when we were kids. There was like an abbey close by to where we lived, like where nuns lived, but there was just a really, really cool like long driveway down to it, and it was good to like ride your bikes and stuff, so we'd go there sometimes. And I remember my mom, you know, Irish moms would be that, so typically that they'd be like, do you know what, I think I'm going to go and join them, a bit of peace and quiet from all this, just all go with these kids or whatever. And I'd always be like, I hope my man doesn't become a nun.
Oh my god.
And live in a convent. But yeah, this is what people are doing, which is just mad.
I think it'd be interesting to go, like, do you remember when you were in school and you did like maybe a tour of a prison or something like that, or an older prison or something, or a run down prison or a closed prison? I always thought it was so interesting. I obviously don't want to go to prison. I don't want to ever do anything that would make me go to prison.
I getcha.
But I would love to be a fly on the wall just to see it.
If Kilmainham Jail opened as like an Airbnb, would you go?
Well, you can go and visit Kilmainham Jail anyway.
Stay.
Oh, to stay? Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. I know it's like a very iconic place and you should leave it alone, but you probably should get, offer that up.
I think it'd be quite interesting.
I think it would be. It would be interesting, but it would be terribly scary.
Yeah, it would be.
You know, when you talk about your greatest fears.
Would that be one of yours?
Staying in isolation.
Really?
In a dark room.
I wouldn't mind that. A bit of peace and quiet would be nice. Cup of tea.
Get away from me and Callum. Get a little bit of a break.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Morning. The Simpsons have locked in for a massive 4-season renewal.
Wow.
Fox. 4 more seasons of The Simpsons is insane to
me. How many episodes are like per season of The Simpsons?
I want to say like 18 to 20 or something like that.
Yeah, there's a lot.
It could be even 24, but 4 more seasons of The Simpsons is insane to me. But they're obviously still getting the viewers, and also if they ended, I'd probably be actually quite sad, even though I haven't watched it in years.
It's just something that's always... There's not many constants in life, but The Simpsons being around is nice to know.
Do you remember we did something a few years ago where we looked at the changes of the characters of the voices?
Yeah.
And how, like, Marge basically sounds like she's dead.
You see, Marge is, like, going through... Like, I think Marge's voice has been so... Like, the voice of Marge has been doing that voice for so long that it's just damaged her vocal cords. Yeah. So she just sounds like that permanently now. But The Simpsons creators and writers said that they weren't going to replace her, but until she decided she didn't want to do it anymore.
Well, if she does need a replacement, there is someone in the studio who can do a great Marge voice.
Hey, homie!
That's very good. Yeah. It's so good. But the most recent episode of The Simpsons that I think I watched, I remember sitting down for it, was on Paddy's Day in 2009. I swear, I know. We were in town, right? We were in town, like me and the family in town, and we were like, I don't know, out for lunch or something. I remember feeling like we must have been in Temple Bar or something. And I remember being like, can we just go home? Because I want to watch The Simpsons. And everyone was like, why? And I was like, it's the Paddy's Day episode. It was the latest episode where The Simpsons fly to Ireland.
Oh.
And it was called In the Name of the Grandfather. That was 22 seasons ago.
Wow.
Which is absolutely insane. It's the one where Grandpa and Homer accidentally buy a pub in Ireland. And they run it. And
it stresses me out that when you see The Simpsons and like Lisa is using like an iPad or something.
Yeah.
It's like, this shouldn't be. Like, this is The Simpsons. They should be still watching VHSs.
Yes,
God,
I agree.
I haven't seen an episode in so long. Yeah. I didn't even know that was a thing.
So stressful.
So this renewal is going to see The Simpsons do a record setting 37 through 40 seasons, which is actually insane. I'd imagine they'd probably bow out at 40, but I'm not entirely sure. The CEO of Fox Entertainment said, the longevity of this agreement reaffirms our commitment to the successful partnership we've built with the incredible team at Disney. Wow. So I'd imagine what's happening is people on Disney Plus are just putting on The Simpsons and just letting it play.
Of course.
And just background noise.
Yeah.
People like that, you know, a little bit of background noise.
The Simpsons, you could like, there's so many episodes that like, it's very hard to even remember the plot of an episode. It always goes so wild.
It's a bit of a bizarre show. So without further ado, here are some other TV shows with loads of seasons, but let's play a game. Is it higher or lower? So, does The Simpsons have more or less seasons than Grey's Anatomy?
I knew that had to come up. Oh, they must be neck and neck. Grey's Anatomy is around forever. I'm going to say Grey's Anatomy has more.
It has more.
Okay.
But sorry, you're actually wrong. So The Simpsons has more than Grey's Anatomy.
Damn!
Grey's Anatomy only has 20 seasons. Well, and I say only, but like, that's ridiculous. 20 seasons is...
20 years, basically.
Is absolutely insane. And it's only got renewed again. Which I think is
You know, I tried to get into it, and from the get-go, it's so depressing. I was like, I can't get hooked on this.
Yeah.
There's too many to get through.
Does Grey's Anatomy have more or less seasons than Family Guy?
So Grey's Anatomy has 20 seasons.
Yeah. Does Grey's Anatomy have more or less seasons than Family Guy?
Again, Family Guy's been around forever, and it's still going too, I think. Grey's Anatomy has to have more.
It doesn't.
What?
Family Guy has 23 seasons.
Wow.
Does Family Guy have more or less seasons than SpongeBob SquarePants?
Oh.
You know I'm going to be useless at this game. SpongeBob has more.
SpongeBob has less. SpongeBob is only
hitting that red button.
SpongeBob has only 14 seasons. How about this one? Does SpongeBob have less or more seasons than South Park?
SpongeBob has less seasons than South Park.
It does. Congratulations. Yes! South Park has 27 seasons, which I absolutely think is insane. Like, I remember watching that, like, episode or season 4. Like,
Still think, I know it sounds so like stupid and not myself to say, but I still think it's so rude.
It was you would have been the perfect mother in the 90s.
Honestly.
Like, because that was
even
just the show.
I was like, oh, that's really
that
rude.
Was the show you could not, under any circumstances, you couldn't drink Red Bull. You couldn't watch South Park in my house. Like,
just looking at South Park, it's very unfair because some of these seasons are 6 episodes. There's a couple of seasons that only have 2 episodes.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
Maybe they're feature length.
They're feature length, I think.
But
I still don't like that.
Yeah.
Does South Park have more or less seasons than Law and Order?
Another show I love.
My housemate watches nothing else but Law and Order.
Really?
Yeah, she only watches Law and Order.
Okay, well, if she's watching it all the time, they're going to say Law and Order has more.
Well, South Park has 27 seasons. Law and Order only has 23 seasons. But, like, it seems like there's, like, so many episodes per season.
Can we do this again next week with how many episodes?
Yeah, okay, let's do that. Lastly, does Law and Order have more or less seasons than Coronation Street?
Coronation Street has to have more. Has to.
Coronation Street.
Has to, come on.
So Law & Order has 23 seasons.
Corrie's been around since the day I was born, I think.
And Coronation Street has...
Come on.
66 seasons.
Yay!
I argue that soaps don't have seasons. Yeah. It's just a continuation. It's just one season.
The renewals is going to take Bob's Burgers from season 16 to 19. It's going to take Family Guy to season 24 to 27. And it's going to take American Dad to season 20 to 23.
American Dad's also very rude.
Is it?
I think so.
Never watched
Family
it personally.
Family Guy's very rude.
The Simpsons, couldn't be watching that.
Here's Gracie Abrams. You're at Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
It is your last chance this week to win with us with the Red Bull Urban Sprint. Tomorrow week, it's happening in Dunleary and it looks gorgeous,
yeah,
to be honest.
Yeah, it looks absolutely unbelievable. This is a brand new urban obstacle course race. It's designed to push speed, strength, stamina. Taking place on April 12th. It's basically a 16 obstacle, 1.7 kilometre course and it's set against the stunning backdrop of Dublin Bay. Register now at redbull.ie/urbansprint if you want to take part in this, or you could win your tickets right here.
You know, every day we've talked about it this week, I'm about to commit to doing it and then I just go, but maybe I'll sign up.
See, I think you need to commit to it on a Monday.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? We went out yesterday.
Yeah, that was about. Yeah.
We're definitely not signing up for this today.
I'm looking at this.
But maybe tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow. I'm looking at the calendar. I was like, what do I find next Saturday? Could I get it out of the way? We have your not work. Your boring 30th that 30th. Evening. Wait, I sign off?
Do it on Monday. See how I feel on Monday.
Right, fine.
Promise. There you go.
Right, okay. Right, pair of tickets to give away. Plus, we'll throw in a crate of Red Bull and a €100 voucher for the Red Bull store. So lovely prizes on this today. And what you're trying to do is identify what this song is that we have put through an obstacle course for your chance to win. So all you got to do, listen to this, tell us what song it is on 087-711-103 on WhatsApp. And you could be the one winning this morning. So have a listen.
Quite that's assault. A really, really tough one today.
Assault on the ears there.
Yeah.
And that's also a song that we haven't like played in a while because it's a while ago. You know what I mean? It's not it's like the right one, now.
The title of that song, I think they make like handbags and stuff.
Glasses, kind of, yeah.
Oh, do they? Is it glasses?
No, the last year, right?
You have the sunglasses from them.
I'd have the fake ones.
The fake ones, don't you?
Yeah. Proudest punch, my fake ones. Will we listen again?
Yeah,
again.
Go on.
It's not very nice to listen to now. We'll just get it out of the way. Not what I need this morning.
No, definitely not. Is it Gucci?
No, you're close.
Am I close?
If this was a game of hot or cold, you'd be getting quite warm.
Right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Great.
Okay. Get your answer over to us on WhatsApp for your chance to win your pair of tickets to give away to the Red Bull Urban Sprint on top of the Greater Red Bull.
You know what?
€100 voucher for the Red Bull store.
If I got this correct and I was a dad, I'd be a proud dad. proud dad. I'd be a proud dad. I'd be a proud dad.
You'd be.
I'd be if I was if I got this correct and I was a dad and I was from the north. I'd be a proud dad. Proud dad.
I get it.
Do you get it? Will I do it again?
Dublin Travel with Just Eat's Freebie Friday. You can get freebies from your favourites every Friday.
I really, at the beginning, thought you meant like, because it's a cool song.
Yeah.
But now I'm fully with you, Dave.
I'd just be a proud dad.
Yeah, you would. 7:33, what is the story out there, Emily?
Good morning. Congestion is building up.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
As the puppy guilt is something else when you're leaving first thing in the morning. God, you just feel so bad.
Oh, like, I don't understand. It's a dog, like.
I know, but they love you so much. It's weird to have have anything in this world that loves me that much. He's obsessed with me. It's so weird. He's like, you're breaking my heart by leaving this house right now. And he knows the crack. Like, he knows the routine. We go down, we have a little cuddle. I sit, stand outside in the garden while he does his yoga poses and eventually poos, hopefully. We go back in, we get him fed, and I give him more love. And then I have, like, you've probably noticed since I got Seamus, I've been significantly later for work. I just can't.
I have noticed, yeah.
Yeah.
I was wondering what that was.
I just can't.
I thought you just gave up.
Like, there's been times when I've actually locked the door and been like, I'll just go back and give him one more rub.
Stop it.
Poor fella.
To be fair, can you imagine how happy he is?
Oh, like, the tail
when you come back in just to give him one more rub.
He jumps on the kitchen window like, you're back! This was this morning, for example.
Oh, I know that. I'll see you later.
I have to go, but I'll see you later. And he's like, don't leave me!
That's very cute.
I hate you leaving me. And then I just turn into a complete freak like this.
I'm sorry. I love you. You're the best boy.
I'm a freak, aren't I?
See, do you know what's the thing? Is that everyone does that to their dog, but you recorded it, so I've
lost respect for me?
It's all gone.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
But like everyone, and I do the same thing. But I just there's just no proof of it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Listen,
I tell him everything.
Listen, we had
I'll be telling them all about you and how Dave is today and how Callum is today and the show was good.
Would you invest in a smart speaker so then you could put the show on so it's like you're with him in the morning?
Do you know what? We do have one. That's a good idea.
He'd love that.
Yeah.
My friend Niall always did that with his cats. That he does a breakfast radio show in Waterford and he'd leave himself on for the cats. And like, obviously he's not proof of how they're probably like, shut up. He's not proof of how they react to it, but he's convinced it's like...
I would do it for dogs. I wouldn't do it for cats. I really don't think cats care.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But we could get one of those kind of like Ring video cameras to put in the kitchen as well, and then we could do a moment on the show.
Yeah.
Show meeting on air. Here we go.
Yeah.
We can do a moment on the show where Emma tries to talk to Seamus.
I would love
and
this.
And see if he reacts on camera.
No.
She's gone.
Made me cry.
She's gone.
My poor little baby. Now, like, Jack works from home a few days a week, so it's grand. It's only a day or two that he has the few hours without me in the morning, but just, I'm actually on the verge of tears. Can we do that? How do I get one of those cameras?
The internet. We can expense it.
Yeah, get Cam to do that. You can expense it.
Okay. Can we just live stream him up here in the morning?
Honestly, I'm like this, but with Ben. You know?
Here's Rafe and Lene. You're on Spin.
Recharge.
Red Bull Urban Sprint come to Dublin. Looks absolutely incredible. It's a brand new urban obstacle course race. It's designed to push speed, strength, stamina. It's taking place at Dunleary Harbour Saturday, April 12th. And honestly, if you're a little bit of a... if you want to maybe start running, or maybe you've already started running, maybe you're training, this actually sounds like the kind of perfect thing.
And you know as well, do you ever find sometimes if you're not doing anything kind of fitnessy and then you do one thing and you're like, okay, I can do this.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's good confidence builder, I think, as well, because the course is 1.7 kilometres, so it's doable if you are starting off.
Maybe that twice.
Can you?
Well, I can run 4 kilometres.
Yeah, of course.
So I'd imagine I could do this twice.
I'm sure the obstacles are obstacle-y, if you know what I mean.
Oh, but yeah. Minus the obstacles, I could do this twice.
So my point is, I suppose, that if you were starting off, it could be a good way to kind of see where you're at. And if you are very, very fit, you could naturally test your endurance and speed and all the rest. It's happening, as Dave said, in Dunleary next Saturday. Backdrop of Dublin Bay. Gorgeous. And if you want to register, you can do at redbull.ie/urban sprint. We have your tickets all this week. We've been giving them away. On top of that, a crate of Red Bull and a 100 euro voucher for the Red Bull store. What we've been doing is putting songs through an obstacle course. They don't sound great, to be honest.
No, it's quite tough when you put the songs through an obstacle course.
Yeah.
It's very hard to figure out what it is.
That's what you're trying to work out, what this song is this morning.
Don't let anybody on my As I said, I'd be a proud da. Proud da. I would be a proud da. I would be a Prada.
On to give it this lash this morning is Scott. How are you?
I'm good.
Are you on your way to work or what are you up to?
I am. I'm on my way to work now. I'm just have an hour left on the drive.
Oh no.
A long commute.
Where are you driving to, Scott?
I'm driving from Offaly there to Cork at the minute.
Jeez. Offaly to Cork?
That's an awfully long journey.
Yay. Emma, put a cork in it. All right, tell us this. What do you do for work, Scott?
I'm a plumber.
You're a plumber and you're driving all the way from Offaly to Cork. How long is that journey?
Well, Matt's telling me 2.5 hours there, but you know, I had to make a pit stop there for a couple of Red Bulls.
Okay, fair enough.
Good man.
Do you know what? I like it. The client is going to love that, Scott. Listen, we have an unbelievable prize up for grabs for this Red Bull Urban Sprint. We also have your 100 euro voucher for the Red Bull store and a credit Red Bull. But in order to win all that, you need to tell us what song we just played. What is that song that we put through an obstacle course?
Prada. D-Block Europe.
Prada by D-Block Europe.
It wasn't Dave pretending to be a proud da from Northern Ireland that gave it away for you.
Proud da? Do you get that?
No, definitely not.
All right, Scott, let's have a listen and see if you are correct. Not bad, Scott. Very, very good. Congratulations. You have won with Red Bull Urban Sprint. 100 euro voucher for the Red Bull store. And, of course, that crate of Red Bull is all yours.
Lovely. Thanks very much.
Safe journey this morning. And best of luck with this next weekend.
Drive safe, Scott.
Thank you.
Good luck. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Now, this is myself, Dave, and Callum's favourite song at the moment. We get so excited when we're playing it on the show.
Oh, so good.
And we hope you love this too. It is new music. Turn this up.
Yes.
Alex Warren.
Enjoy.
This is called Ordinary. And it's class. You're on spin.
They say the holy water's watered down, and this town's lost its faith.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
How gorgeous is that? Alex Warren and Ordinary on spin.
It's not long enough.
Emma and Dave, I know. Give us another chorus.
It's another 10 minutes.
I don't think any of us have been as obsessed with the song in a while. We just love that. I hope you do as well. I was telling you on the show a few minutes ago just about the guilt leaving the puppy Seamus at home when I go to work a few days a week. My boyfriend isn't there working from home and it's just horrible. Oh, I just hate leaving him. And I played you a little clip of just the vibe in the morning when you're saying goodbye and it sounds like this.
I'm sorry. Hello, Jeff. I love you, the best boy.
Dave has lost all respect. Any respect he'd left for me is gone. Rob was on this.
Emma, after hearing all this and how you react with Seamus, my respect for you has gone up.
Oh, Rob! That's why.
Oh, Rob, you're such a lick. You're such a lick, Rob.
I just want to go home to my puppy.
Do you know what?
Really struggling today.
Do you know what? Go on. Off you come.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat's Freebie Friday. You can get freebies from your favourites every Friday.
I'm not even on my period. I don't know what's going on.
Any I'm bit of emotion crying. At all. Just go by the way, guys.
I'm not even on my period. What's the story, Emily?
Morning. Starting off on Eden Key. Traffic heading.
Wake up.
Fully charged.
We play the hits. This is Spin.
You wake up in the morning.
Spin is on.
Hello. Welcome to the weekend.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Thank God for that.
I know. They always say, don't be wishing your life away, but when Friday comes around, baby, it's always a good feeling.
Very nice.
We always set our goals on the show. We get kind of corporate when we start a new quarter. And we talk about our goals for the next 3 months. And we only set our goals for Q2 2025 on Tuesday. And already I think I'm going to fail because one of my goals was I thought doable and easy. And I kind of was like, I was kind of being a bit of a chancer by including it in the goal because I kind of knew that it was probably going to be a successful one. It was just to completely and utterly finish off my braces journey properly and all the rest.
Your Invisalign.
My Invisalign treatment coming to an end and it's in the books to come to an end. But now I feel like I could be in a bit of trouble.
Why?
Because yesterday afternoon, we had a work thing on in the afternoon and we had to get some photos done and all the rest. So it was kind of one of those weird days where your routine's out the window and coming and going. And for the photos, I removed my Invisalign.
Good shout.
I put them into my pocket, into a tissue. And because we had some photos taken, we were asked to bring a couple of different outfits and stuff. So I was kind of in and out of work. You know, when you're weird with like stuff in your bag and what's coming and going and all the rest. and I can't find my top retainer.
Oh no.
So I've been searching the building this morning where we got the photos taken. I've searched two of the jackets that I've been with. And honestly, we were also around Dublin City yesterday afternoon. We were in Kyo's. We were in, where did we go first?
Caribou.
Went to Caribou.
Went to Hogan's.
Went to Hogan's.
We were all over the place.
So I'm just wondering if you notice an Invisalign top retainer around this morning that I may have dropped yesterday afternoon. Could you... I'll actually have to use it.
Will you check for us?
Just keep an eye out. It's just like a top retainer. Teeth are still a little bit, you know, they're not perfect or whatever.
Yeah, middle table there in Caribou. The Snug then in Kyo's. Outside Hogan's.
Sitting outside Hogan's.
Sitting outside. Yeah. So if any of those areas just...
And like if you're on, it could have dropped on the ground on the way to anywhere as well. Doesn't bother me. I'll stick it back in.
Yeah, just have a look for it.
I need to get the end of the journey. Any sign, just send it in the direction of Spin. Would really appreciate it. Thank you very much. Billie Eilish now. You're listening to Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Billie Eilish and Birds of a Feather, you're on Spin with Em and Dave.
Oh, lads, I'm stressed.
Why?
I am so stressed. So, this coming Tuesday, it's obviously my 30th in Europe's biggest inflatable theme park. We're talking Jump Zone in Santry.
Yeah, right? Baby. It's so exciting. We've been planning this for weeks meticulously.
Yeah, we have. And we have, you know, all the usual stuff there. We got the 360 photo booth and we've got the, with thanks to Randstad 360, we got the face paint and thanks to Amy at the Painted Cauldron. We've got Dream Balloons providing the candy floss and the popcorn and all tickets are sold out. Fantastic news.
Adult kids party happening at 6:30.
All you got to do is jump around the place. But I'm stressed because I've had a bit of an injury.
Oh dear. What's happened to you?
I have an ingrown toenail.
Oh, boo.
Oh, boo. Boo is right. It's so sore. As you know, I've started running the past while and I obviously haven't got the right shoes.
Are you running in your Air Max?
No,
I'm
not.
This is a problem, Dave. You can't run in Air Max.
I promise you I'm not running my Air Max. I did get running shoes, but I don't think maybe they're very good. I have some tools. Do you know what I mean? I have like
nail clippers.
I have nail clippers. I have a little small nail scissors.
Okay, yeah.
So I said, right, it's been sore for about 2 weeks now and I need to go jumping on Tuesday for my birthday.
If you can't jump at your party, what is the point?
What's the point? I'll just be there eating candy floss crying. Nobody wants that.
This David Asulk is not like...
Where's Dave? He's in the corner crying.
Honestly, think of the moodiest toddler in Asulk.
Yeah.
And then worsen it by 20. That's Dave.
That's
like
me.
If Dave can't jump at his party, you won't have a nice time because he will sulk so hard.
But you know what? I'll sulk to the point where I start ruining it for other people.
You will.
He'll
probably keep tripping people up and upsetting people. He could actually put a knife through the bouncy floor and destroy Jump Zone forever. Like the whole place would just go. You would flatten Jump Zone. Nobody needs that.
Now, so because I have a few tools, I was like, right, it's been sore for the last couple of weeks. I'll go hacking away at it.
You see, I don't think you should hack an ingrown toenail, but okay.
Now, I know that now.
Yeah, yeah.
I somehow made it worse.
Well, no way.
I know, I swear. It's not
what
mad.
What did you do?
Well, I texted my mate, who's a chiropodist.
Who has a friend who is a chiropodist?
I do. Yeah, text Michael. You know Michael.
You have a friend who's a chiropodist. Are you telling the truth?
Yeah, Megan's fella.
He's a chiropodist.
Yeah, did you not know that?
No.
Yeah. So that's I hope he is because I just keep sending him photos of my toes. And he keeps giving me advice. If he's not a chiropodist, he should really mention that to me. No, he is. He's a chiropodist in Finglas. And he has helped me out with my toes before, just with feet and stuff, for verrucas and stuff like that.
Ew.
Honestly, I promise you, I know the sounds, but I am a clean person. So he said...
So you just text your friend's fella being like, man, I've
voice noted him and I was just like, here, what's the crack with this? What's going on here? And he was like, hey, odd request, can you send me a picture of the toe? And I was just like, I'm so sorry for always just sending you photos of my foot. And so I sent him 3 photos of my toe. He said, it does look like there's a bit of exudate. Or gunk in layman's terms.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, thank God I'm in a relationship.
Oh, God.
You can't leave me, Pippa. He said, that doesn't mean there's an infection, but it could be an indication that the nail has been irritated or broken the skin slightly. And I'm like, yeah, that's because I went at it with a couple of scissors and a few clippers.
So where are we at? Can we go ahead on Tuesday or what?
It's very sore. I'm going to, if anyone has any, you know, what should I do? Like, to make sure it's 100%. Maybe I need to bandage it up for days.
I actually am so, you've no idea how curious I am. If we have any chiropodists listening right now, please reach out.
I bet really you Michael's listening.
Right, okay.
But yeah, don't, Michael, you don't have to call in because you could tell a lot of things about my toes and I just don't want that.
No. Okay, well look, you need to rest up. Does elevating your foot help an ingrown toenail?
I don't think so.
It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. You haven't got much time to work.
I don't have long. So I've just been soaking it in.
I can't be looking at you if you're going to be soaking on you.
I've been just soaking it in salt water.
Okay, that's good.
Is it? Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like that's always something that people do.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was just like, if it's good enough for, you know what I mean, like a hangnail probably would be good enough for a toe.
Yeah, that's
so they're quite similar, the toes and the fingers, from what I can see.
It's fine to tell you that.
Yeah, I don't think he said that. No.
Right, okay, party going ahead. Dave might not be jumping.
Yeah,
we'll wait and see.
I'm gonna go mad.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Cyril and Stumbling In, you're on Spin. What's the crack?
I'll tell you what the crack is. I'm very nervous that my whole party is going to have to be cancelled because I have a sore toe.
You see, the thing about Dave that you need to know is that if he can't have fun, then no one else is allowed to have fun.
Yeah, so basically I'm having my 30th in Europe's biggest inflatable theme park, which is Jump Zone in Santry, right? It's happening on Tuesday, April 8th at 6:30. Tickets are absolutely sold out. This is going to be a wild night and I honestly cannot wait for it. But last couple of weeks, my toe's been really, really starting to hurt. I went hacking away at it. Shouldn't have done that. I've made it worse somehow. Bizarre, I know. And now I'm like, will I even be able to jump? Because I can barely walk in this thing. I've been soaking it in hot, very hot, like boiling hot salt water.
Yeah. And no joy.
And no joy at all.
It's worrying because Dave is so excited for this. It's an adult kids party, over 18.
And if I can't jump, I'm going to ruin it for everyone else.
Yeah, he will. He will. And that's what worries me. Chloe was on.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Morning, Chloe.
I'm no chiropodist, but my nanny actually got this type of thing in her fingers by biting her nails, and she actually bandaged it up with a piece of white bread because whatever is in white bread absorbs the infection.
Yes.
And then you have to bandage it up with some cream and then it should be good to go. Bounce away.
Okay, there you go. Get a slice pan.
Do you know what's mad?
What?
Tried it.
What?
Yeah, it's called a poultice, I think. And yeah, I put it in tissue and I made really, really hot bread. I had to steal 3 slices of bread from my housemate Ben because I kept messing it up. And it was just too hot. I couldn't do it. It was so sore. It was so sore.
Okay.
So yeah,
you
I did.
Really
I
have been doing a lot on this.
I've been going in. But to be fair, I tried it, but I didn't do amazing at it.
I don't know if Courtney's taking the mick out of the whole situation or if she's being genuine here, but maybe it's worth a try, maybe not. She said, put it in a basin of hot 7-Up and then rub Sudocream on it. It'll be grand.
Stop.
I you know the way they say like flat 7-Up solves all problems in Irish households and it's very stereotypical, but I don't know if she's just making you stick
hot 7-Up and Sudocream. Like, it's, you know, like it could be totally one of those things where it's like, okay, I'll do that, and then there I am
with sitting in
hot 7-Up and just Courtney going, what an idiot.
If there's any legitimacy to that, hilarious, but if not, gas. Callum.
Dawn's just been on the text as well. Magnesium sulfate with a plaster draws it out. Is that salt magnesium?
Magnesium, no.
No.
Mg is magnesium. Salt is sulfate.
We're making fools of ourselves, guys. We don't know.
There's so many coming in now. Use Manuka honey on it and wrap it with a sterile swab and bandage the toe.
Right.
Manuka,
okay.
You live on the south side. Manuka honey is
I'm
very
sure Manuka honey is a thing. Yeah.
Baking powder on the hot white bread and you'll be grand.
Okay, interesting. These must be all people who have ingrown toenails.
Totally taking the mick out of Dave, one or the other.
I'd say no, all these people texting have ingrown toenails and I was actually only doing it so we could suss out who had ingrown toenails to be like, who's the weirdos? I don't have anything wrong with me. it's very sore.
This person was on as well.
My 10-year-old just asked, what if Dave is jumping around Jump Zone and
I'll have socks on
his toe bursts and the gunk goes all over jump zone?
This is, it's a legitimate question.
This is the worst thing we've ever done on
what
the show.
What if his disgusting gunky toe
it's not gonna
splashes
happen.
On you? So say you're coming along, right?
People
and
are
you're
eating
like
breakfast.
Adults and you're having the best time ever and you're coming down the slide and jump zone and then Dave comes down behind you and his toe goes all over your face.
It's like Neil in the in-betweeners.
No one's in gonna
the,
come
in,
now.
In the water slide. Neil! Woo!
We're literally going to be standing there. It's going to be me and Dave on Tuesday, and I'll be like, he'll be like, "Why is no one coming?" And
everyone's terrified
is,
of my.
Everyone's terrified they're going to get your gunky toe all over them. Party's ruined.
Why I'm going to wear three up? Pairs of socks, okay?
A few plasters,
yeah,
maybe.
And a bread poultice, apparently.
Right, you're on spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Lisa Doja Cat. And Ray, it's called Born Again. You're listening to Spin with Emma and Dave. So it's all happening on Tuesday. Dave's over 18s, kids, adult kids party.
It's going to be so much fun.
It's in Jump Zone. It's going to be such a laugh. 6:30. We gave away tickets for free on the show. Gonzo.
Yeah,
like
they
a
went
flash,
very,
okay?
Very quick. I was actually really quite surprised.
It's exciting because it's an opportunity for adults to like relive childhood and stuff like that again. And we do have a message in from Sharon. All
okay.
Right. And I think we need to give her a ring on this because she's kind of desperate on this, Dave, okay? Uh-oh.
Morning.
Hey, Sharon, what's the crack with you?
Hi, Sharon.
How are you?
Sharon, why have you messaged us?
Because I want to go to Jump Zone.
Right.
Really?
Why didn't you get your tickets?
I couldn't see. It's always after 9.
Right.
And I'm in work and I can't get access to my phone once I'm in work.
Well,
so
Sharon,
like,
it was actually 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Oh, was 8?
Yeah.
Sharon. And tell us this. If
you have like a thing about, like, kind of like Dave, do you? About like adult kids party-esque stuff,
yes.
Is it?
Yes. Oh, I love it. Every time I bring my kids, I'd be so jealous. I'm sitting there like, just like, I'm wanting to be a kid again.
Yeah, yeah, it's fantastic. That's why we're doing the party. Ah, it's a shame. See you later, Sharon.
Yeah.
Sharon, we'll put you on the guest list. How about that?
Yay! Thank you so much.
Who are you going to bring?
Oh, my sister.
Your sister.
My two big kids. We love that.
Right. Oh, that's class.
Will you only have Saturday, Sunday, Monday and just a little bit of Tuesday to figure out what you're going to get me as presents?
I'll be surprised.
Ah, yeah. Can't wait.
Ingrown toenails around Sharon's worry.
I was literally just about to say that. Something for your toenails.
Thanks, Sharon.
Right, thanks so much.
The presents of this stage are bananas and What's that fancy money?
A manuka.
I get the manuka, honey.
Sharon, we'll see you on
Tuesday. Good luck, Sharon.
Right,
see you
thanks
then.
Thanks a million. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Dublin Travel. With Just Eat's Freebie Friday. You can get freebies from your favourites every Friday.
We may have just given away tickets to Dave's adult kids party, but the last half an hour of the show has been about Dave's gunky ingrown toenail and how it could cause problems at the party. Annette just messages Dave. Look, it's Friday morning. I have to work. I'm not in the best mood. But Gunky Toegate has just enriched and enlightened my morning in a way that I didn't think possible. Also, sorry, Dave. No advice. Just hope it gets better by Tuesday.
No advice, just vibes. just pure vibes.
Just Gunky Toegate vibes.
Thanks, Annette. Appreciate you. Is that Annette, our head of HR?
No.
Okay, right.
No. I'm glad that it brought you some joy, Annette. You're with Em and Dave.
Hey.
Producer Callum in a bit of a row with his friends back in the UK. What's going on?
Yeah. This morning is going to get really highbrow and I'll explain the story to you. But this morning on 087-711-1038, I need you to tell us what you think. Is a hallway a room or not?
Oh.
That's the question. Is a hallway a room or not? Just message us room or not a room to 087-711-1038.
What is this?
I'll tell you the reason behind this. So I am in a group chat with three of my other friends. We all support Nottingham Forest. Their names are Chris, Matt and Tom.
Okay.
They're two such English man names.
Yes. They're two of those guys have just recently bought houses, Matt and Tom. So they were chatting about like things that they're doing with the house at the minute and kind of renovations and everything. And Matt turns around yesterday evening in the group chat and says, completely out of the blue, we normally talk about football, completely out of the blue, question for you all, is a hallway a room?
That Matt, what a character.
He's a wacky guy.
Oh,
and that's literally all he says. And then we get into a massive debate. Is a hallway a room? Matt does say, he says it's a room between rooms. That's his justification that the hallway is a room. Tom then chirps in, it is a room. It has four walls, a door, some have windows. Some even have storage areas and a sitting area and places to put shoes. Others just go from place to place. So Tom is also saying a hallway is a room.
God, that's a really good point by him.
Yeah, Chris has chimed in saying, the hallway sometimes has a function too. It is a room. It's like where the house phone used to be, or some people, depending on the layout, might like to put a table there.
The house phone is, I thought that was an Irish thing. Yeah. In the hallway. That's interesting.
Yeah.
There you go. So
there would have been seats there around there. You would have
so things in the hallway. So they are saying, that's three people saying a hallway is a room. I'm saying a hallway is not a room.
A hallway is not a room.
They are saying that I am completely in the wrong. So, Dave, what are you saying?
I'm saying that a hallway is 100% not a room.
So, as it stands then, it's three against three.
Yeah.
A hallway is a room on all the people in the group chat back home, and the people in the studio right now are saying...
The people in Ireland.
Yes, are saying a hallway isn't a room.
I see, it's a way. It's a hallway.
Yeah, it's not a room.
It's not a room.
It's a passage.
Oh, do you want to go chill out in the hall? No.
Yeah, it's not somewhere that you spend time by necessarily choice, but then the house phone thing has thrown me because it is somewhere that you spend time.
Yeah, but you wouldn't call it the phone room.
No.
Do you know what I mean? But you used to have the computer room.
Like my parents in their hallway, they would have, just like for kind of like to make it look pretty, there would be like a chair at the end of it, but no one uses it because you're in the hall.
So as it stands, it's three votes each, which means the votes are level at 50-50.
Yeah.
So this morning before 9 o'clock, I want to see if I can prove my friends wrong back home. I'm hoping that the listeners of this show are on our side as well. So is a hallway a room? That's all we're asking. 087 711 1038.
Great question.
Messages room or not a room, and we will get the votes before 9 o'clock this
morning. And we'll ring Callum's friends and bully them.
Very highbrow.
Very serious stuff on this morning's show.
Very highbrow stuff this morning.
Callum, what's going on?
Super serious. So I'm in a group chat back at home with three of my friends, and two of those friends have just bought houses. And yesterday in the group chat, we normally talk about football, but yesterday, one of my friends, Matt, just randomly messaged, don't know what was going on in his mind. He lives on his own. Question for you. Look at him. He could afford a house on his own. What?
Wow.
Wouldn't be like that here. Question for you all. Is a hallway a room or not? I say a room between rooms. So I'm guessing that he was just walking through the hallway. I was thinking, this is a room.
Mm.
So in the group chat, there's four of us. Three of the guys said that a hallway is a room. I was the only one to say that the hallway is not a room. So I brought it to you guys in the studio, and you both said that you don't think that the hallway is a room. So at the minute, the vote stands at 50-50. So on this morning's show, and to try and prove my friends that they're idiots, we asked you, is a hallway a room or not? And we got you to messages either room or not a room.
It's like the place that's not heaven and not hell. It's like purgatory.
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 Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
Let's just do a ring around and get a survey kind of going on this. Maria is there. Maria, is a hallway a room?
A hallway is definitely not a room.
That is logged. Maria, thank you very much.
Thanks, Maria. Appreciate it.
No problem. Ben.
Good luck.
Barry is there. Barry, is a hallway a room?
It is not.
It is not
a room. The hallway is not a room. Barry, that is logged. Thank you, sir. Go and enjoy the rest of your Friday.
Thanks, Barry.
Cheers. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Voice note here from Kelly.
I think it's like a corridor on the way to other rooms, like the hallway. So it's like a corridor on the way to other rooms. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a room.
Yeah. So it's not a room.
Purgatory almost.
Mm-hmm. Martin is there. Martin, is a hallway a room?
No.
Okay, no. That is logged for the survey. Thank you, sir.
That's great. Thanks, Martin. Have a great day.
Thank you. Cheers. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Rachel is there. Rachel, is a hallway a room?
No, absolutely not. It's an area, but it's not a room.
Okay. That's perfect, Rachel.
Oh, can I ask why not?
You wouldn't chill in your hallway. Like, it's a very public part. Everyone can see in it when they're at your front door.
Agreed.
Like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That is an interesting...
It's connected to too many rooms. There's a stairs that leads into it. There's just a lot going on. It's not a room.
Rachel, I appreciate that. Thanks for your thoughts this morning.
And Rachel, can I just ask you one quick question? Is a hot press a room?
Oh, no, that's more like a closet kind of thing.
Okay, interesting.
Dave, don't mess with the service.
Would you call your hot press a room?
I would have, yeah.
Mine's small.
Yeah, mine's small as well, but I'd still call it a room.
Oh,
well,
Dave,
no, I can't walk into my hot press.
No, either can I. I'd still call it a room.
That's not a room. If you can't even enter it, how is it a room?
Yeah, I suppose, but it has a doorway, just like my kitchen door.
Yeah, but your kitchen's a room. Yeah. I don't know. I've never thought about my hot press. I think about
Rachel, you ponder that one and let us know what you thought about it. Come back to us.
Yeah, you've thrown me that.
Thanks, Rachel. Have a great day.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
This is the most Alan Partridge thing we've ever done. And I love it. Yeah. It's really, really serious. Is it a room? Is it not?
A lot of opinions on this. Kieran having a think. He says, you're grounded. Go to your hallway. Just doesn't sound right. It's not a room.
Yeah, absolutely fair. But the kitchen is a room. You wouldn't say that about, you know, you're grounded, go to the kitchen.
True.
So I can kind of see where you're coming from.
You're grounded. Go to the bathroom.
Reece said, a hallway is as much of a room as the landing. It's not. Oh, I like that.
Okay,
I like the way you phrased that.
Getting a bit bitchy about it, Reece. Jenny, not a room. How can it be a room when there are stairs out of it? Nice point, Jenny.
Well, Jenny lives in a two-floor house anyway. Doing very well for herself. Claudine says a hallway is not a room. It's a walkway.
Nice. Karen, the fact that you said it's a hallway should answer your question. Yeah, okay. Callum's friends are obviously just thick.
Kelly says, if you live in a smaller house, then it's not a room. But if you live in a bigger one where you have a seat or table, etc., could be considered so. I'm not so sure.
Right.
Kelly, it sounds like you've a lot going on there in a hallway. With a seat and a table.
Mm.
You were doing putting a table in the hallway.
Mm.
That's ridiculous.
All right, Callum, where are we at here?
So, before I reveal the results, Zoe messaged us with a screenshot from Google. Now, a lot of you could argue that a lot of things that we do on this show would be sold with a quick 30-second Google.
But we have half to Google.
We have half an hour to fill. So, she Googled, is a hallway a room? And you know on Google now it fills out some AI overview and kind of recaps a lot of the results. She said that no, in general, a hallway is not considered a room. It's primarily a passageway or corridor. So, the results...
But you could argue as well that your mate last night could have just Googled it too.
That's very true.
Mm.
A lot of things could be argued. We... Before we threw the question out there, said that the results were standing at 50-50.
Yeah.
Three of us at home said it was a room. The three of us in the studio said it wasn't a room. I can now reveal the votes have now shifted.
I have no clue as to why I feel stressed about this.
Well, if you actually listen back to all of the calls and voice notes that we just had, no one said it was a room.
Not a single person.
The percentages now have shifted to 87% and 13%.
Is the 13% your mates?
I can reveal, with 87% of the vote, a hallway is not a room!
Oh, thank God!
Had to be. Fantastic. And that's official now.
That is 100% official. Now, there were a few people who did vote for room, and they're wrong.
It must be English. Honestly, no, I'm not slagging. I'm just saying, genuinely, they must be English because your mates are all English. Obviously, you're English as well, but you've lived in Ireland for like 7 years.
Yeah.
I was just about to think that. I wonder if you still lived in the UK and you never came over here, would you actually be as deranged to think that a hallway is a room? I'm really glad you live here, Callum.
It's like as soon as you land in Dublin, suddenly, I believe a hallway is not a room.
God, you're here, Callum.
I'll never go back to the UK. They can't take me back.
Next week, hot presses. We will go through every bloody room in the house and we will figure out what's a room and what's not a room.
Rise and shine, wake up in the morning.
Hello, it's Friday.
Good morning, welcome to the weekend.
I proper have the Friday feeling today because I'm heading to see Jason Byrne tonight.
That's cool.
Oh, I love him.
My parents
went
to see him there a couple of weeks ago and they...
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if my mum would love like stand-up comedians. She loves Jason
You know
Byrne.
What? His what would you say? Like, I saw him at the comedy festival last summer in Ivy Gardens. His comedy's not like crass at all.
No, it's not
it's
that.
Really...
Yeah, I would agree, Jay. It has been in the past, but like I feel like he doesn't...
I don't know.
He doesn't do it anymore. It's just good crack now.
It's just such good crack.
Yeah, and he's
hilarious.
He's so quick as well. Like, I love the crowd work that comedians do these days.
Oh, it's like my favourite bit.
And he's just excellent at it. Like, he's just fantastic.
Do you remember when Jason Byrne was listening to our show and was giving out that no one was playing the golden ticket to their best ability?
Yeah.
And then he came in and actually played it.
And he did just as badly, I think.
I think so, yeah.
We have the same barber, so I see him every now and again.
Do you,
Jason? And
Dave?
I say, how are you, Jason? And he goes, how are you? Dave.
He's not fully sure. I'm really looking forward to that later. Right now, though, serious stuff on the show. Your job is to choose the last song that we're going to play to launch the weekend before 10 a.m. We all pick different songs, different genres, etc. And since Callum joined the fold on this in recent weeks, he has won every single
this
weekend.
This is just...
Six in a row. I'm going for number
seven. This is basically the part of the show show where Callum chooses the last song of the show.
Yeah. That's what it's becoming. Look, you choose whatever song you want to hear in full. That's the game. I've gone for this.
Got me lifted, feeling so gifted. Sugar, how you get so fly.
Love that. Robin Schultz and Sugar. Might be wasn't you heard it? If you would like it to be the last song of the show, you probably won't vote for me. You're going to vote for Callum anyway, but I might as well say my piece. It's Emma in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. Yeah.
Dahi. I'm going to let the music do the talking. It's a little bit slower than normal, but it's a beautiful song. I'll go for this.
Like, are you okay?
That's just, honestly, after that, yes. I wasn't before. Now I've heard that song and I feel a million times
surprising
better.
Surprising from you, but okay.
It's a little bit emo, it's a little bit depressing, and that's my vibe. It's Christina Perry and Human. If you want Christina Perry to play, it's Dave in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
And I have gone for a woman who you might not have heard of. She supported Ed Sheeran a few weeks ago. I've gone for Maisie Peters.
Ooh.
Maisie Peters and Lost the Breakup. I'm going for seven in a row with that song, Curveball.
Great song.
I know, you might not have heard it, but it's an absolutely underrated pop banger.
Right.
So if you want Maisie Peters and Lost the Breakup, it's Callum. You know how to spell it, but I'll spell it out anyway. C-A-L-L-U-M to 087-711-1038.
Robin Schultz and Sugar for me, that's Em in a WhatsApp.
Christina Perry and Human, that's Dave in a WhatsApp.
And Maisie Peters, Lost the Breakup, that's Callum to 087-711-1038.
I have this like weird quirk. Well, I have many of them, but one of them is I like to write lists on my phone, just random lists of kind of anything. Like, I don't know, just I just enjoy it.
Yeah,
I just write random lists.
One of the biggest mistakes you can make is clearing out your notes folder. I did that years ago and I regret it.
But I've noticed that, like, you know, when someone does go through their notes and they have like random codes or they have random passwords or they have random things they need to remember, I write all of those in one list, right? And it's things I need to remember because I usually forget them, right? But I put them into little bits of almost
categories.
Little
almost.
Categories, yeah. So this is a load of things that I usually forget that I have to go and check on my notes app. I'd say at least twice a week.
Yeah, I got a version of this from you. You were telling me like a year or two ago.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
And I found more from throughout the years,
which is
interesting. So I have them in categories. The first category is me, okay? The first thing on the things I forget is how to get to Seb's class in college. And my college was DKIT, right? We're in what's called the Carroll's building. If anyone has gone to that, you'll know it's the most complicated building in the entire world. It's like this floor of Severance. It's like hallways everywhere, right? So I have written down, indoor, left, immediate right, immediate left. Walk to water fountain, turn right, walk past Starbucks, walk past video editing class. If you hit the indoor garden, you've gone too far.
Oh my God, that's brilliant.
That's how to get to a certain class that I obviously kept getting lost.
That's brilliant.
The other, speaking of Starbucks, Starbucks drink, cool lime. That's the drink I enjoy.
Okay, just in case you got there and you forget.
Whenever I arrive at Starbucks, I didn't know what to order. I'd be like, you know the fruity thing? And they'd be like, this? No, not that. And it'd be really, really embarrassing. And I had to be like, I think it was citrusy. And then finally I realised it was called Cool Lime. So I just write that down now.
Brilliant, Dave. That's good.
I have my trouser size, L and W, L30, W32, skinny queen. that's what I need for this. That's in the me category.
I love that, like, normally if I was to have a me category, it would be like my PPS number.
The others.
Cool Lime.
I have that in the others, don't you worry. The next category in the things I forget that is in my list for years is geography. And I add to this as it goes on. I used to get very mixed up between certain counties. These are the certain counties. I've written down Galway is west and Sligo is above it and Donegal is above that.
That's really good, Dave.
I used to get mixed up between Donegal and Galway.
You were like four or recently?
No, like just kind of in general.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's like swords and scaries. I get very mixed up between them. I don't know. But whenever I'm in scaries, I'm like, where's the plains?
Whenever I'm in scaries, I'm like, where's the plains?
Other on the geography list is Carlow is in Leinster. I only found that out recently.
It doesn't feel like a Leinster it county, doesn't. But it is.
Linda is from Clarenbridge. That's where my housemate Linda's from. She always said she was Aiton Road, which means driving. And I always thought that's where she was from. So my friend who's from Galway was like, so where's Linda from? And I said, oh, she's from Aiton Road. And he was like, Aiton Road? Where's Aiton Road?
I'm Aiton Road. I'm Aiton Road.
It's just a country saying for driving fast. She's Aiton Road. But no, she's from Clarenbridge.
Driving like a stolen.
I have this written down. It says, Ciarán lives in Clonsilla and not Clonny. I don't know who Ciarán is. So,
do you know it's on us?
I have nothing on you because the next category is Pippa, who's my girlfriend. I have her perfume. I have our anniversary. I have our shoe size. I have her shoe size. I have her full name, like her confirmation name and her middle name. I have where she gets her eyebrows done for some reason. And then just for my own anxiety reasons, I have her mom and dad's name, just in case. Because I've known her for a long time now, but still sometimes I'm like, I'm just going to double check that that's her mom's name.
So, like, you don't want to mess that up.
So we have three categories. There's only one category left. So the categories so far, let's recap, have been me, geography, Pippa, and the final category is noodles.
Wow.
And it's instructions on how I like my noodles to be made. Boil the water, cover the noodles in water, leave them boil till the water goes all the way down, in brackets, basically gone. Throw powder in, let it boil a little till the water is as good as gone. Enjoy. So the most important things in my life are me, geography, Pippa, and noodles.
I don't think I actually have ever told you this, but I love you.
Thank you.
I love you, Dave. You might remember this time last year, we were on the hunt here at Spin. We were looking for some new talent to join us on the airwaves, our on-air talent search, and we met lots of brilliant people. And over the last while, we have had Sunday night shows presented by some serious legends, including JBO.
Yeah, Ashley McCombie.
Sean Carey.
Chloe King.
Eimear Pinnojo.
Yeah. And they've been fantastic.
They've
and
we're all just brought looking their for, own like touch to it as well, yeah, which is class.
New presenters and happy to have met them all.
So look, Sunday is month 6,
yeah,
and we need to get a new presenter on.
Okay. Is this the final one?
This is the final one.
All right. Who have we got this morning?
It's Nicola Ní Gaoimhe. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
With a name like Nicola Ní Gaoimhe, now, I presume you're a Gaelgore.
I am.
You
yeah.
are.
I
all
am.
Right. How long have you been learning Irish for?
I actually went to Irish primary and secondary school, so since the age of 4, I've been speaking Irish.
I will never forgive my parents for not sending me to a Gaelgore.
I know. It's just, it makes life so much easier for people, doesn't it? In terms of that. And the passion for it is there as well, obviously, if you continue. Okay, will we try you the next little bit, Osquelga then?
Neil. Nicola, question for you. Obviously, you're going to be starting this new show. We need to figure out if you are someone that, you know, fits in with the Spin crew. So, salt and vinegar or sour cream and onion?
Salt and vinegar, all the way.
Okay. Unfortunately, that is the right answer, but that means I'm going to gift you the salt and vinegar.
Because you wanted to keep them for yourself.
Yeah. If she said the other one, I would have been happy because I got to keep the salt and vinegar. But
the test was passed.
Yeah, the test was passed. Well done.
Listen, radio experience. Have you ever been on before? Is it something that you're always curious about?
I actually have worked in radio for a little bit. I did about a year and a half in Dublin City FM.
Oh, brilliant. Yes.
As a tech and a host out there. So it was really good crack. But then I finished up with like college and stuff. And
what did you do in college?
I did media production and digital art.
So this is kind of the goal. This is the dream.
Yeah, definitely.
Will you bring a couple of fuckles to the airwaves on Sundays?
Keen to dare fuck by Meg Torch. Cooper Fuckle every day down. I will definitely be bringing
a Cooper Fuckle. You're not allowed to curse, Nicola. My God. It's in the day one of radio school. How dare you curse?
No, that's absolutely brilliant. And you find as well, like, I don't know, I was having a conversation with someone the other day just about how the Irish language is being kind of celebrated. It feels more than ever at the moment. Do you feel like that as a Gaelgore?
Oh, 100%. Mm. I think as well, like, there's a lot more talk about Irish on social media and stuff and like the younger generation and everything. So it's great to see that there's a bit more grow for it out there and people are making the effort to try and speak it.
Massively. Because, you know, the attitude that a lot of like my age group would have had was just obviously in the back of school and stuff. And there's still chats about the way it's taught and stuff, maybe not being the most exciting for people in school. But in terms of protecting the language and like kind of trying your best to try to Cúpla Focal, it's kind of a different reception at the moment, of like real celebration, I think, from all ages.
Which oh, yeah.
It's very cool. And I'm looking forward to hearing a couple of Cúpla Focal on the show. What else are you going to plan to bring to the show? What are the ideas? What's the big idea?
I'm hoping to have a couple of guests on.
Okay, very nice.
I have one or two people on my ideas list that nice. I want to bring in. That would be really fun.
And are they artists? Are they music? Are they... What are you?
Definitely a musician, hopefully, if all goes well. And also a nightclub event organizer.
Okay, very cool.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. God, you're keeping your cards close to your chest.
Yeah, you are.
I'm full of surprises.
Yeah, okay.
Everyone guessing.
The brand new show obviously kicking off Sunday evening. You're going to be in training with the wonderful Miss Michaela Hayes. She does the show after us here on Spin from 10 a.m.
Here's my impression of how it's going to go with Michaela. Oh my God, Diggly, you're really good. Now you're so good. Mm. That's my... What do you think?
I promise that's very, very accurate. Michaela is very...
She's a real hype queen. So you have a good teacher there.
Yeah.
Listen, the best of luck with the show. You've been probably waiting a long time to do this. Like 6 months or so?
Yeah, 6 months I've been waiting.
Have you been listening to the other on-air talent search people? Because I think they all came on leaps and bounds. So there's a lot of things to learn from, I suppose, from them.
Yeah, no, I have been listening to them and it's great to hear all the kind of different ideas and like themes and whatever they're bringing into their shows to kind of play off.
Everyone's a little bit different, which
everyone puts their own personal stamp on things as well. Yeah. It's really nice to hear. Yeah. And you're the last one up, so you can be like, right, I'll take a little bit of that, a little bit of that, and I'm going to just destroy them all.
And you'll be fresh in the brains of the bosses as well, because you'll be the last one. So you never know. Nicola, we've absolutely enjoyed chatting to you, so thank you very much for coming in, getting up for so early. You know, who knows, you might be doing the breakfast show in 2 months.
Listen, good irony to all that, and thanks very much for chatting to us. All right, Fesh, bye-bye.
Get ready. Spin 103X Golden Tickets.
We have a holiday to give away to Fuerteventura. A whole week in the sun with your flights included. All but thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
Nice one. Take back, relax, enjoy.
To take this on this morning is Jennifer. Any plans for the weekend?
Not as of yet. Kids' birthday parties and stuff like
very
that.
Very good. What age are the kids?
I have a 6-year-old and a 15-year-old.
Oh, that's
she'll
quite...
She'll be at all weekend and she'll be at birthday parties.
Pretty diverse in terms of entertainment there with that age group.
I know.
And what's the plan for the day, Jennifer? Are you off to work or are you off today?
I'm not. I'm actually on my way home from doing the food shopping and the school run.
Oh, very good. Busy. That's one of the worst jobs.
Hanging over my head. Yeah, I need to get that
done. One of the worst jobs is coming home from the food shop and putting them all into the cabinets. I hate it so much.
I'm shopping.
Yeah.
Don't buy
the
stuff
much
because you have to put it away.
I don't envy you,
Jennifer. I really, really don't.
And honestly, some of the speed that they scan everything through and, oh, geez, the bags. I never bring enough bags. And anyway, Grant, you've all done, so fair play to you.
Yeah, exactly.
We're so old.
And somewhere you wouldn't have to do that is Fuerteventura. Have you been away this year yet? Or are you... When was
I
last
haven't.
Year away?
When
was
last and time unless
away?
You guys are going to be very generous, I don't think I will be.
Oh, we need some more confidence than that, Jennifer. Let's see if we can send you off to Fuerteventura. This is Emma and Dave's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
I have.
Okay, do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
Go on, remind me.
It's 25 seconds go on the clock. Five songs and artists are going to play. You need to guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds and you'll win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura. Now, if it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. If it's a collaboration or something like that. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one, Jennifer. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. So use it wisely. If you want to swap the song, just shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Jennifer?
Okay. Does indeed.
And do you have any questions for us?
No.
All right, you're all set to go.
Good night, Rian Tala, Jennifer.
Let's do it, Jennifer. Where are you from?
Swords.
Jennifer in Swords, which I always get mixed up with Scaries. lovely beaches out there in Swords.
I wish.
All right, Jennifer from Swords, the best luck. 25 seconds on the clock and song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Yeah.
Song called. Listen now.
Swap it.
No.
Swap it.
Swap it.
Yeah, let's swap it out.
Sabrina Carpenter, and the song is Espresso. Jennifer, not to worry, we're back to a brand new game. We'll replace that with a brand new song, one for you.
It's the panic, you know what I mean, when you're on the radio, Jennifer, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, don't worry about it. We're going to go for a brand new game, brand new song, 25 seconds on the clock, and it plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Let's make tonight the weekend, I don't want to wait.
What do you think?
I
Big biggest DJ in the world. That's not Calvin Harris. He's French.
I just said the name of the song.
I don't know.
It is David Guetta, yeah. 3, 2, 1.
Jennifer, this is not your game.
It's not, and I'm going to kick myself because I could sing along to it, but yeah, to tell you the name of the song.
It's always the way, isn't it, Jennifer? Go on.
Isn't it
was David Guetta, One Republic. I don't want to wait, unfortunately, Jennifer.
Listen, of course it is, did you, but you know the answer.
Did you have fun?
I did, yeah. Well,
that's
marvellous.
That's all that matters to me.
It was an absolute pleasure to chat to you, Jennifer. Have a lovely weekend.
You too.
Thank you for listening.
Good luck, Jennifer.
Bye. I'm getting worried now, lads, because
so am I. Like, I thought if it's Friday, the vibes were good today. I thought, yeah, this is the day. This is the day it goes.
Jennifer is an absolute like dote. This has no offense on her, but she was terrible.
Yeah, she wasn't great now, in fairness.
Like, if you're in the car and you're going, so obvious, then please come on. Like, you know, if you know these songs,
Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso. Jennifer, there's no excuse. I'm sorry, there's no excuse.
Like, I've, again, soundy, nicest gal ever, but like, just not your gig.
Raging, Jennifer, come on.
Look, come on and play on Monday and win this holiday. Come on, I'm just nervous.
Go and practice.
A good run at this game in a while, you know?
Yeah, go and practice over the weekend and then come back to us on Monday and you'll have it absolutely sorted.
If you want to get on Monday, you just message us the word golden to 087 711 1038.
Do you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say song one will be song one on Monday as well.
I was about to say.
Sabrina Carpenter Espresso, done. Register now to play Monday.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I urge you, if he does end up coming back to Ireland to play a gig anytime soon, get yourself there. He was amazing a few weeks ago at the Olympia. Just brilliant. Right, you're with Em and Dave on Spin and you've been voting for one more tune, essentially the last song of the show. I went for Robin Schulz and Sugar.
I went for Christina Perri and Human.
And I was looking for 7 wins in a row with Maisie Peters and lost the breakup. I can tell you that I have not won this week.
You lost the breakup and the one more tune.
Yeah, I came last with 13% of the vote.
You needed a bit of humbling,
yeah,
I think.
Got humbled. Yeah. Dave, I can reveal you came in second place with 33%. So the winner with a whopping 54% and taking the crown off me is Emma Nolan.
Nice one. And do you know what? I haven't had a one more tune win in a long time.
Yeah, it feels
time.
Like a while.
It does, yeah.
It's got to be open 7 weeks ago.
Because of him. Listen, the podcast today will be hilarious. It's a hallway of room and Dave's got a dodgy toe. Have a good weekend. See you Monday.